I saw this meme about like buying books. And it's like, why don't you read the books you already own before buying new books? It's like, why don't you eat all the food in your house before going shopping?
Dude, true.
That's true. What you sound like. That's how crazy you sound right now.
Yeah. you always got to get more.
Yeah. I'm stockpiling.
And if anything, it's better to do it with books because
I'm a doomsday prepper.
Our books don't expire.
Yeah. What if they go out of print?
Yeah. It's worse if you don't eat all your food. So just let us buy whatever we want.
Right.
Okay, women.
Anyway, Nathan.
What's
this
up?
This is Trade Warriors Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan. We're brothers, we read comics.
Did you forget our intro for a second there?
Already, yeah.
You were like thinking way too hard about it. Like you haven't done this for the last 274
episodes. The meme threw me off, you know.
Threw off
your
flow.
When you're like doing something so repetitively to where it's like instinct, anything can throw it off.
Yeah, true. You know? And then you just forget everything.
Yeah, like you ever like be working or something, or like, and just one thing is out of place of just some task you gotta do, and then you're like, how the fuck do I do this again, or something like that.
That happens to me when I like type a word a bunch, but it's like a somewhat complex word, and then I'll just like second guess the word.
Yeah.
That I'm like typing. I don't have an example.
Thorough.
Not, I've never known, so I let autocorrect take that one.
Yeah. Anyway, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Invincible Iron Man, Ironheart, - Riri Williams. We got Back Matter Matters and the poll list, but we start with the news.
No way, Invincible Iron Man, Ironheart,
- Riri Williams. Let's go. They definitely rebranded that.
I think it's now just Invincible Iron Man, but it should have just been maybe Ironheart from the start. But then maybe it's like no one would pick that up, so I don't know.
I remember like the number one, it was Invincible Iron Man, and then they added to the title for the trade, it seemed
so people knew what to pick up.
Yeah, anyway, we start with the news. What news you get?
Daniel, there's going to be an Invincible versus video game. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat, but what if Omni-Man's in it?
But we already had that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, why would they do that?
Is this... Because it's probably easy to make.
Not a good one. Not a good fighting game that, like, lasts, you
conceptually,
know?
It's easy to make. Because, like, is this invincible game that we wanted, you know? Wouldn't you prefer, like, a...
What would you want?
Fucking... It's like Spider-Man, but you're invincible.
You know, I think there would be a market for that, especially if they get it out before, like, a remade Superman game.
Yeah, you fly around.
But does Skybound Games or whatever have that kind of studio expertise and money? So it's like, yeah.
No.
So the rich get richer, Daniel. Anyway.
Yeah.
Are you going to play this game if me or Parker buys it and we have people over for a drunk night?
Yeah.
Then guess what? They worked.
I'll play it the one time. I'm like, that's pretty good. I'll pop quiz people.
Yeah. I saw this meme and it was like, dude, the Invincible versus roster looks crazy. And it's just like a bunch of Supermen, and then there's like Bakugo, and then like Iron Man and Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Because like they're all pretty much
Superman-esque
characters. It's like
Quirk.
Immortal, Invincible, Omni-Man, some other Viltrumites, Alan the Alien. You know, like all those are just...
Yeah, bulletproof.
Yeah.
So.
Who are you going to main?
Who am I going to main?
I'm going to be an Alan main, probably.
Alan main is such the way to go.
If not that, maybe like a Rexplode would be kind of cool. But.
I don't know, dude. I feel like Rexplode is like the Green Arrow of mains, you know, equivalent to like Injustice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a good game.
Yeah. Did you hear that they might make a third one? There's like kind of always been like an ongoing rumor about it, but there might
Injustice 3?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Damn, speaking of fighting games, there's going to be a Marvel fighting game called Marvel Tokon Fighting Souls. It's a 4v4 tag team fighting game. Kind of looks like Street Fighter.
So another one is?
Yeah.
Is it like...
But it's Marvel, but it's made by a Japanese studio, so it looks pretty authentically like...
So it's like Marvel and Capcom?
Yeah, except half of that. Just Marvel.
Okay.
It looks good visually, but I don't know.
Is it like a little pixely, or does it look like...
No, it's like pretty rendered.
Okay.
I would say. It looks pretty fluid. I would say this one looks more fun than the Invincible one, because the Invincible one still looks a little bit clunky.
Because that's supposed to be like a tag team one too, though.
Yeah.
But speaking of video games, there's a Mass Effect series that's supposed to be coming to Prime, like a TV show.
That's cool.
Did you ever play Mass Effect?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a role-playing game where you're like in space and you'll have different factions, and it's like... Mm. The thing that I did like about Mass Effect is that...
So you did play it?
No, but conceptually what I like about it and why I think people enjoy it is that, at least from like Mass Effect 2 to Mass Effect 3, you could like keep the decisions that you made in Mass Effect 2, and it carries over to Mass Effect 3, which is kind of cool.
Every game should be like that.
That would be... No, I don't think I don't think every game should be like that, because it'd be...
Have the option.
If you're getting into like, I don't know, the fifth iteration of a game, it's like, well, what'd you do for the first four games?
What if you like you were playing like the new skate and you could bring your skater?
And it was like, from did you hit that old game kickflip that one time?
You could bring over your old footy, you know?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, can you do that in skate?
What?
Like transfer make footage?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you can like, there's like the pictures and like all like the magazine entries and then like the videos that you make, the skate videos.
You see there's gonna be like a Tony Hawk Pro Skater remake of like 3 and 4.
Yeah, they did 1 and 2 like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I got it on Switch.
Did you play it?
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
What was that awesome one?
Underground 2?
Yeah.
That one...
Was that a Tony Hawk game?
Yeah, Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Why don't they remake that shit?
That one's burned into my memory. Like the whole first level where you're like in that neighborhood.
You're in the neighborhood. There's one where you have to like do that spinny trick on the 76 gas station logo. Remember that?
I think you're thinking of American Wasteland.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Is that a Tony Hawk game?
Yes. Tony Hawk's American Wasteland.
That's what they should remake.
That one fucking rips.
Yeah.
I think you could probably just still download it. Like still buy it digitally.
Yeah, probably.
But like, I really can't go back to the Tony Hawk games after playing like Skate, just because it's just, I just like the practicality a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, obviously like a lot of people in real life can't do what you can do in Skate, but like Tony Hawk is absolutely ridiculous.
But I think there's a good market for like super arcadey skate game and then like it's like Call of Duty and Halo, you know what
but
I mean?
Anyway, the Switch one, it seems like I didn't get the full game.
Why?
It just seemed like I only got like a couple arcade maps and stuff like that. I didn't think I really got like any kind of campaign kind of thing, story mode or whatever, which I think you probably got in the console one.
Oh, okay. But
anyway.
Damn, more video game comic book news.
Oh my goodness.
Deadpool VR. Did you see this?
Deadpool? No.
It's a Deadpool VR. Deadpool's going to be voiced by...
Ryan Reynolds.
No, the guy that played Barney.
Neil Patrick Harris. In a VR game?
In a VR game, Deadpool. He sounds pretty convincingly like Ryan Reynolds.
Hmm.
But game looks pretty fun.
So you are Deadpool?
You are Deadpool. You have guns and you have sword and you kill things. And I think Mr. Sinister was in there.
Is that coming to all VR? Or just like MetaQuest or something?
It's an Oculus Studios game. So I imagine only Oculus and maybe some Steam. Because they wouldn't miss out on those sales.
What's the one that like... What's the Batman one? Like the new Arkham game?
Oculus.
It's only on Oculus?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks pretty good though. Apparently it is good.
I think if I like buy like 400 more cans of Zins, I can get like a free Oculus. Which really? Might be pretty cool, yeah. Mm. So I'm working up.
So how many are you doing a day? How many cans?
I do like one can up like every 2 weeks.
Okay, so in
Sarah's chucking through them.
In 100 years.
She's my best earner.
Okay, good.
Nathan, Alien Earth, we got a new trailer.
Oh yeah,
did you watch it?
I saw that it was a thing and I think I liked it to watch later, but then I forgot.
Looks pretty good. Pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited. When does that come out?
August 12th.
That's pretty soon.
Yeah, learn a little bit about where this is. Pretty exciting.
Earth?
Yes, but when?
Oh, when?
Mm-hmm.
2028. Near future.
Yes. Well, they didn't say like the day or the like the date, but like they're like developing like the first like synthetics
Oh, okay.
Like the robots or whatever. So I think that's a great point to put them.
What year is that? That's still in the future.
Probably like 21, 28, something like that.
Okay.
You're only off by like 100 years.
Fair enough.
But good guess.
Thank you. Daniel, X-Men 97 season 2. They're going to have the new X-Men suits that were designed by Frank Quitely.
Whoa.
So that's pretty cool.
That's sick.
I like that run.
I saw they had those jackets like for sale. You like buy one.
Dude, yeah, those are cool.
The hardest fit ever.
Oh my God. People wouldn't even know.
You just walk in the winter like
this big fucking puffy jacket. It's like, gotta look big too. It's gotta look like a little bit too big,
yeah,
for it to work. I feel like
absolutely. You walk in with like you have, like some you're like cosplaying, yeah,
or something like that. That'd be
exactly.
That'd be pretty cool.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sweet. I don't know when it comes out, but it was apparently confirmed that they're gonna be wearing those.
Yeah, I guess like the episodes were like just straight up comic arcs. Like
in the first first remake season, yeah,
there'll be like an episode and that was just like a whole arc, mm-hmm. you know, and there's some that'll need like a couple episodes probably, but
yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Just kind of like a condensed
sift through version. A lot of the bullshit, you know.
Yeah but that's neat. When's that coming out, do we know?
No,
probably next year or something.
I hope so.
I don't know animation can take a minute.
Yeah,
that was good animation.
Yeah, I agree.
Nathan, The Twilight Zone is getting a comic.
Yep.
IDW
Dark.
Oh.
Do
we know this?
Yeah.
Is this like old news?
It's like kind of is. We knew that they were doing, when they announced like IDW Dark, they threw out like a bunch of titles. It was like A Quiet Place and more like 28 years later or days later or whatever.
Yeah. I just know it's like a 5-issue mini.
Yeah. We only knew that there was a title. We didn't know. Length or creative team or anything.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like an anthology. I think I saw someone's cover today, but I can't remember who it was.
Yeah,
but anyway,
pretty cool. Daniel, coolest news this week by far.
Wow.
The Undead Iron Fist new series from Jason Liu and this guy named Fran Gallen.
It's gonna be
a 4-issue limited series in September.
Is he dead?
Yeah, I think that's why there's another one, but I don't know how he died.
I feel like you'd be the guy to ask.
I normally would be, yeah. I don't know how he died.
You fell off? Iron Fist?
I don't know when he would have died.
Maybe it was like in a...
I don't think it was in an
event that we missed.
It might have been an event. It must have been that, because
maybe it was like Devil's Reign or something.
Maybe he died in... No. Yeah, maybe he died in Devil's Reign. I don't know.
When you catch up on Chip Zdarsky's Daredevil,
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
He's going to die and be like, what the fuck?
50 issues from now. It'll be so long that you forgot that he died. I've been wanting to read
like Ed Brubaker's Daredevil, because at one point Iron Fist takes over as Daredevil while Matt Murdock is like in jail. And I'm like, that's fucking cool. I was like, that was the coolest thing I've ever heard when I when I like first found out about that.
Yeah.
And I think I bought individually those issues and I had no idea what was going on. Why is Danny Rand dead? Do you think Google will know? Google AI?
Maybe.
Dead due to a mystical creature called the Qi Lin, trying to feed on the life force of mystical dragon Shao Lao? It's like Shoulao.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
Didn't they say Shao Lao in the show?
I think they said Shao Lao, which is the source of his powers.
I didn't like how they call it Kunlun rather than Kunlun. In the show?
I think I always called it Kunlun, which is just totally wrong.
Yeah. But they called it Kunlun or something like that.
Yeah. I think either you go a double oo or double
Yeah, not one of each.
Kunlun? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Get out of here with that shit. Apparently the mystical creature took the life force. I don't know. I'll have to figure out.
Nathan, the Black Mirror episode, USS Callister, is getting a comic.
Oh, I was like, a third episode?
No, even better, a comic. It's come from Twisted Comics, which sounds made up.
That is made up.
But it'll be on Kickstarter, written by Neil Gibson and Silvano Beltramo. And
that's kind of cool.
When's the last time you watched that episode? Long time?
The first one?
Yeah.
Like a long time.
You know how like the world that he created was based off of like a yeah. show that's called Space Fleet.
Wasn't it based off of Star Trek? Like the old Star Trek show?
Yes, yes, yes. But like in the show, they don't call it Star Trek, yeah, but it's called Space Fleet.
Yeah.
So these comics will be Space Fleet stories. So they're basically just making like Star Trek comics with more steps.
But they're like, here's some IP though.
Yeah, some branding around
it. Do you like some hot, juicy IP in your comic books?
Do you like this drawing of Jesse Plemons? So
is it going to look like Jesse Plemons?
I don't even know. But that is a thing that's coming. There's going to be a Kickstarter.
Did you watch the second episode?
Yes.
Of that? Okay. I haven't seen that. Was it good?
Yep. Cool. Yeah. Especially because I just watched the first one and it works really well.
Yeah, I agree. From what I remember. There's like soft announcement, but James Gunn's writing a follow-up to Superman. But it's not a straight-up sequel.
Like Batman's going to be in it?
There's a Wonder Woman film being written.
Hmm.
So there's some stuff announced, but that's the only kind of big stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you know the Boom Studios series called Butterfly?
No.
Neither do I. But it's getting a show at Amazon.
Butterfly?
Yeah. It's going to be 6 episodes.
What's so damn special about Butterfly?
But it's like a 4-issue series, so...
How many episodes, then?
6.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming August 13th.
Soon.
Yeah, it's going to have Daniel Day Kim in it.
Mm.
That's all I knew, but... Yeah, interesting.
See that guy with the big chin?
No.
Mm.
Okay, he's in, like, Lost and some other stuff.
I'm looking him up. That's a big chin if I've ever seen one.
Who is he?
Look at that shit.
Oh, that chin. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Are they talking about his other chin?
What?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That's the most single-chinned man I've ever seen.
You know, the thumbnail that I saw, I think cut off the bottom half of his head. So it's not fresh in my head.
His chin isn't fresh.
Yeah. But...
That's cool. I like him as an actor. Cool.
Yeah, he's good. Anyway. Should we get in the book this week?
Yes. What did we read?
We read Invincible Iron Man, Ironheart, Riri Williams. So this is like...
Not first appearance.
No, but it's like the first series.
First solo series.
She falls under the umbrella of Invincible Iron Man because she is the Iron Man at this point.
Yeah.
But and then we learn like how she gets her name, Ironheart. But they had to have a name for the number one, you know, so that people knew that this is not Tony Stark.
Right. Written by Brian Michael Bendis. Artist is Stefano Caselli. Color artist Marte Garcia. Or Gracia.
Gracia.
And letters by Clayton Calles.
Nice. Do you know Stefano Caselli?
Dude, I feel like I've seen his art everywhere. But I couldn't tell you what. Like, I feel like this style was...
Is that like the Marvel style at this point?
No. It's like everything Bendis did, I feel like, kind of look like this.
Yeah, and that's true. Did,
honestly, really, really good in this. I think he's really good with, like, facial expressions and, like, drawing kids, which is kind of important because Riri Williams is, like, 15 here.
It kind of reminded me of Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was not the same person,
But...
But I guarantee he's been on at least, like, 2 other Bendis things. Like, maybe Ultimate Spider-Man for a little bit. And... Probably something else, too.
You're correct. Or no, he's on Amazing Spider-Man. He's currently on... He's currently on Ultimate Black Panther.
Oh, good for him.
Did you write that? Or did you read that?
No.
X-Men Red, Secret Warriors.
Yep. Wait, Secret Warriors with Hickman?
Yep, and Bendis.
Oh, cool.
All New Inhumans.
That makes sense.
Marauders, Avengers... Venom for some fill-ins.
West Coast Avengers.
Yeah, he's been around the block.
Yeah, he's definitely been around.
What'd you think?
Good.
You read this before?
No.
Okay. Yeah, but it was a good flow.
I remember when it was coming out and people were like, Iron Man's a woman now.
Yeah.
And I was like, it looks kind of cool. And then I never picked it up. But I've seen her in other things. And I'm like, seems pretty fun.
Yeah, it's got the same flow as like other Bendis stuff.
Yeah, I think he's really good at making like just like new characters, I think.
Yeah.
Like, making them kind of fun. She's got like kind of a bubbly personality, I guess, in this. So I think just what I've seen of Ironheart in Black Panther 2, it's like a little bit different.
I wouldn't say it's that bubbly. It seems like she's
like maybe pretty like
stern, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like she's be clearly a
smart kid.
Yeah, but she's a little pissed off at stuff.
A little pissed off because her stepdad's dead.
But she will have like a little wit here and there.
Yeah, and then she'll also recognize that things are kind of cool, like when she's fighting ninjas.
Yeah.
So just like, you know, definitely things like a that.
15-year-old.
There's a lot whatever. Going on here. I think he's pretty good at making like a wild origin story as well, Bendis.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Pretty fun. What'd you think? I didn't think that this was like an incredible like story arc necessarily.
No.
But it's a good introduction for like who this character is. And it feels like
They're
setting up for like a longer arc for sure.
Right. Yeah, they definitely gave us like all the origin that we needed and kind of got your toes wet and how she like kind of fits into all this.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, as far as like an arc and like we don't get like a villain to like the fourth issue or something.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, she's new. How's she going to have a villain?
Dave? Yeah. Yeah. But there's going to be ruckus at all points.
Yeah.
Throughout the city or whatever. But, you know, ongoings. That's how it goes.
Yep. That's how it goes.
So issue one?
Yeah, issue one. So Riri Williams's mother and stepfather are told that Riri is a super genius and they have to like treat her a little bit differently because of that and make sure that...
But still say I love you.
Yeah, still say I love you. Make sure she understands emotions. 10 years later in the present, Riri's in her Iron Man-inspired armor taking down monsters made by the evil mutant named Animax. Riri knocks her out with a flying gauntlet, causing the monsters to disappear. And then we get a flashback to a picnic where Riri's father and childhood friend Natalie are gunned down in the park in a random like hit and run that happened. And then in the present, a man delivers a package to Riri, which is Tony Stark's AI, ready to train her.
So she's got a Punisher origin.
She's got a Punisher origin, has a slightly different reaction.
Yeah.
It's like reverse Punisher.
Is it?
Instead of like your kid dying,
it's like
and your wife dying, it's like your stepdad dying and your friend.
Yeah.
Your other kid friend.
Right. So kind of like slightly Batman, you know?
Yeah. It's like a mix of Punisher Batman, if you think about it. Because she gets like crazy technology. I wonder what her mom does for her to like pay for all this armor.
And, yeah, like, dude.
And like jet fuel or whatever and stuff that she's using, because that she has pretty sick lab setup, you know, in the garage.
Well, I think at this point, the Stark Industries is like aware of her, so maybe there could be like a hand lended there.
Yeah,
but
could be.
She is like building her own suit, and I guess if Stark was involved in that, then it would be better by this point.
Maybe she got like a scholarship or something.
Yeah. This Animax character seems like super overpowered for like, I don't know, just a mutant, you know?
Why?
She can just make like unlimited monsters.
So many, but if she gets knocked out, then they're all dead.
Yeah, dude. Make a O-line, you know? And then you're fucking good.
Make a phalanx of monsters around you.
Yeah. Make just huge monsters to block for you, you know?
Yeah. I like when an Iron Man armor suit thing is like clearly pretty clunky and like has different pieces, because she like shoots her like fist out and like hits her in the face and
then I'm
like,
her that's hands cool. just exposed
it's just like her hands out there, and I think that's really fun.
They do retract, but you don't like see that, but I was like, oh, it'd just be kind of funny to see this like big clunky outfit and then just like these little arms.
Yeah, that would have been a good moment to draw, I feel like.
Yeah, but
it's crazy that the police shoot at the Iron Man looking thing that just helped them defeat this mutant.
Yeah, are we not in the fucking like
I think their racist radar was
going
off.
How did they know she was black?
Yeah, they're really good at their job, apparently.
Yeah, this is clearly a ghetto Iron Man. And we're in the fucking DC universe. A thing looks like Iron Man. Iron Man's there to help, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was pretty stupid.
I thought that was dumb. But yeah, she just leaves.
So Tony Stark's dead for some reason. Do you know why?
It's right after Civil War II and he's in a coma or dead. I think they mentioned that he's in a coma at some point.
Right, but like...
I don't remember what happened. It was like a fight with Captain Marvel.
Did you just punch him real good?
Yeah, punch him real hard in the spine.
Okay.
So he has an AI that he made of himself. Which
it's more like a UI.
Which we... No.
An uploaded intelligence?
No. UI is user interface.
Yeah, but I watch this show and they call it uploaded what intelligence. Show? It's called Pantheon. I told you about it.
You're thinking of like a Chappie.
No.
Like a chap, like, because weren't they like stealing a bunch of PlayStations to upload people's consciousness?
No, I'm thinking of the show that I watched. It was an animated show.
Right.
And they called it UI. It was uploaded.
But I'm saying same ideas. Like you're uploading your consciousness to do a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie Transcendence with like Johnny Depp?
No. I know what you're talking about.
Same thing.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, we find out it's not actually an AI. It's a uploaded consciousness of Tony Stark.
Intelligence?
Uploaded something. Who knows what?
Something was uploaded for
yeah.
Which uploaded
is,
spirit?
Kind of cool, but it doesn't really matter. He's still like an AI. You know what I mean?
I think it's cool because...
It's like a little twist on the
some
idea.
Some people are like resistant to it and choosing not to acknowledge it because it is like an AI to them. But
yeah,
this AI has like memories.
Tony Stark's memories. Yeah.
Has but then does he have and feelings? And it knows what it's like to have a body.
But like, does he have feelings? Probably not, right? That would, probably, that would be the big
it's
difference.
It's probably programmed to react to things the way Tony Stark would.
I'll accept that. That's good.
Yeah. Like
if Pepper Potts gets shot in the head in front of him, is he going to be upset. Like, oh no.
Like, the way I imagine it is that they somehow scan all the brain stems or whatever. Cells.
Only one brain stem, but yeah.
Brain cells.
Okay.
And replicate that so that all the movement that happens, all the bursts, shocks, or whatever, they will do the same thing.
Would you ever do this?
In the computer. If I was dying, maybe.
Hmm. Yeah, I might too.
Yeah.
I don't, it wouldn't be me.
Dude, I wouldn't have back pain. That'd be sick. Oh, what if like your like uploaded brain is like still firing off like the pain receptors of having back pain just because it's used to having
and
that.
And you're just like that for forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like conditioned to have that.
Dude, what if like I was uploaded to like a robot that was like a scan of me and it had scoliosis?
It was all fucked up. Yeah. Cause then you have to like think like, what if someone who's what are the limitations there? I guess. Like if someone's brain is kind of fucked up for some reason and that gets uploaded, is that get copied
because then
they just have broken code in there.
If someone has like brain damage, you just like fill in the blanks.
Yeah. And is that like changing the person fundamentally?
Yeah,
it would be. But so then would you still want to do that?
Did you watch the new season of Black Mirror?
No.
Watch like the first one.
Okay. Does it just cover this?
It kind of touches on it.
Okay, interesting. I like that because I don't know how I feel.
It's a really good episode. Anyway,
issue two. So there's a flashback confirming the death of her stepfather and her friend Natalie from the shooting. She like is at the hospital and they're like, your father's dead. In the present, AI Tony Stark is training Riri by throwing a bunch of Iron Man models at her. They're like bots. Riri flies off in her suit. They go through the water for like a little bit, but she's pretty much just stalling until the virus that she uploaded into the neural network of the bots turns them all off. And then somewhere else, the villain Tomo sees an Iron Man bot flying around in New York, and he's like, "I want to kill it."
Her training with the fleet is really fucking cool imagery.
It is cool
because,
like just like this first.
I don't know all of them, but I'm like, "Oh wow, there's a lot."
I like the chunky ones.
I like the sexy Iron Man suit where he's got like muscles. You know,
you'll have to find it.
Okay, hold on. Just like think of like retro Iron Man.
You know, there's one where he looks like he has underwear. Is it like this one? Because you see some under cheek there.
not quite.
That's kind of nice. There are a lot of fun Iron Man designs, man. There's one with like spikes on him,
like this, where like he just like
oh yeah, like he's got thighs.
Like yeah, like muscle definition and like shoulders.
Yeah,
that's always my favorite because it's just ridiculous.
Like what does that even mean? Is it
like
just,
how does that
is
move?
Is it plated?
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
yeah. I agree.
You got like a Hulkbuster type thing in here, you know.
The Hulkbusters are always fun to look at, you know. And what's crazy in this issue is that you see a dead child in a Marvel book.
What? Where?
When she like goes to the hospital and she's like, I don't believe that my friend's dead. And then she like pulls over the blanket and that's like a dead child. So pretty cool. I don't know how I got that covered. And then I like that the recaps of the issue before in the beginning of the issue are just like little vlogs that she's taping of herself explaining what she's been through. I like it. Like, I know you don't like it because it's more reading.
It is good as a recap, you know, but it can be quite a lot.
It's a fun
as the show goes.
You know, Dano, if you read the issue before that, then you don't you don't have to give a shit about that. But I think it's a fun inclusion.
Sure. Anyway.
Are you sure recap's still a thing?
What's the plural of artificial intelligence? It's already plural, isn't it?
IntelliJai.
IntelliJai?
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking too.
AIs is the thing. So
someone says artificial intelligences, and I'm like, that can't be right.
No. I mean, it probably is. Artificial intelligences. Yeah, I think that technically is.
That upsets me.
IntelliJai.
So she uploads a virus to knock out all the rest of the Iron Man suits.
Yep.
But that would only work in this specific instance. Like, this doesn't seem like very good training, because when is she... Oh, yeah, never mind. I just... when I was reading this, I'm like, this wouldn't fucking work at any other... This only works if you're training with Iron Man.
If you're fighting another robot, then maybe.
Yeah.
But she will never do that again. Especially not in the next issue.
Do you see Stilt Man in this?
Stilt Man is in this, which is pretty cool. I love a good Stilt Man.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to tell, like, what that was, but then... You think about it for a second.
Yeah, I was like, that's a big ass dude.
When's there going to be a Stilt Man solo series? Is that a thing?
There might be one. I think he's just like kind of...
He's always just kind of like a joke.
Yeah, he's always like in the shitty teams. He's probably on like West Coast Avengers or something.
Yeah, or whenever they need some sort of like believable, like not world-ending supervillain fight, they just kind of throw in Stilt Man, it seems like.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
I feel like that would kind of hit. Get Tom King on that.
I think...
Get Ryan North on that shit.
I don't think camp really sells, you know?
Superman Space Age.
That's not camp.
That's pretty camp.
That's fucking elite comics.
It is elite comics, I agree.
There's but satire like, in it, but like it's not camp.
Yeah, I guess that Metamorpho thing kind of flopped, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't think they were trying to be camp. I think they're trying to be like... serious. I don't think like
Metamorpho is like retro. Like,
yeah, but like it's, I think Stilt Man is like the epitome of, oh, you like it because it's like campy, you know?
Howard the Duck.
Fair enough. But that, well, that was like Marvel's answer to like Donald Duck comics, you know? I think.
Mm.
Because like if you look at the old Howard the Duck comics, it just looks like
what about like Duck. Jeff the Land Shark then?
That's a cutesy, you know?
Okay.
It's
true.
I guess like the DC equivalent would be like Kite Man.
Yeah.
But
then he's got a
Tom King did
his show on HBO.
Tom King did his treatment and then he was also a side character in Harley Quinn and then just
and he was so popular.
No one watched that, you know?
Harley Quinn? I watched the first three seasons.
No one watched
Kite Man. No, I didn't watch that.
I watched the first episode. It's actually really good. I need to add that to my list. I have like a TV list now.
Of like just random things to watch?
Yeah, on IMDb. I have like 25 shows.
which one are you watching right now?
Hitmonkey.
Season 2?
Yeah.
Is that out?
Yeah. It's been out. It came out like last year, I think.
What the hell? Is it good?
It's pretty good since they have nothing to go off of. They're just kind of making shit up.
Mm.
I haven't finished it, but I like watching it.
All right, cool.
Jason Sudeikis is back.
Yeah, I like his character in that show.
Yeah, and he's like a supervising producer on it, so he's like writing.
He's in there.
Like after Ted Lasso, he comes back to this. It's insane to me.
Yeah, I like Jason Sudeikis. I found that out today when we were doing that movie game.
You like Jason Sudeikis? That's when you figured that out today?
Well, I was like, man, this guy's been in some good stuff.
You gotta watch Ted Lasso. You fall in love with the guy.
Yeah, probably.
Ted Lasso is like number one feel good show of all time, probably.
I would probably feel good watching him.
If I give you $10, will you get Apple TV?
You can give me the password.
Mom can give you a password.
But what will, if will it lock me out?
I don't think so. If she changes it, then it'll knock us out. But
if you give me $10, I'll watch a couple episodes of it.
No, that pays for a whole month of Apple TV.
I know.
It's only
a couple episodes.
You'll be hooked.
I'll probably be hooked.
Anyway, what else do we got? And that's all I got for this issue. So
issue three, we're at Stark Industries. The CEO, Eric Lynch, finds out that the recently discovered biological mother of Tony Stark is Amanda Armstrong, and she's now in charge of the company. She kicks out the other dude, and then the mom tells Friday to just run the company, which is the AI.
Friday's just kind of looking like Cortana, but red.
You know what? That's a good point. She is.
Which?
She's got that bob.
Which I dig.
I do love a good Cortana.
A classic.
I was asking like Sophia, like, what would we be if we like cosplayed as like something slutty? Just like as a joke. And she couldn't think of anything. And she's like, what do you think? And then
you're like, Cortana.
Well, I was like thinking, and then Parker, who was just in the vicinity, was like, you should be Master Chief, but with no shirt on.
Just the helmet.
And then she could be Cortana. And I was like, oh yeah, and then Sophia will be Cortana. So anyway, that just reminded me of that. Anyway, so Tony Stark has red Cortana.
And then like Mary Jane works at Stark Industries.
Yeah, I remember that being a thing. She had like her own solo series where she was working at Stark Industries.
Dude, it's theme month. It's just like
women.
No, like fucking
side pieces.
Side piece month. It'd be fucking like,
what else would we have?
There's like a, I'm sure there's like a Lois Lane comic in like,
oh yeah, that's probably a pretty good one.
And shit like that. And like side characters, you know, where it's like just Veronica people.
From Archie.
I mean, they're all kind of like empowered people, you know. I'm thinking like, because there's been a couple where it feels like it's just a side character and it's just them in a super world, but they don't have powers themselves.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
I don't know what there's probably like a Pepper Potts, like a Rescue.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Now Rescue, like that, I think that's still like super
too good
hero or whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
So okay, yeah, Friday, the AI is in charge. Riri makes a new suit, uploads Tony Stark in there, and is trying to come up with the name of her superhero name. And then Tony Stark AI suggests that Ironheart should be her name because her friend was shot in the heart. Which is so fucked up.
No, it's like,
I was like, I bet she wished she had an iron heart.
It was
like,
definitely worded better than
it was worded you. Better than that, but I was like, that's where it comes from her friend who's dead now and got shot in the heart.
It's like she wanted to be, she does this because she wants to protect people like them who got people who get shot in the heart, you know, and she wants to be she puts armor over herself.
I get
to
it.
To protect from bullets,
but that's
so that her heart is iron.
I will just forever look at Ironheart differently now. I'm like, your friend's dead.
You did have to kind of,
your friend and stepdad is dead.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was the origin for it. So I was reading it, I was like, no way.
That's, I don't know if crazy. I had quite the reaction that you did, but
I was like, the whole thing's been, I took her out of my Marvel Snap deck.
Wow.
I was like, I can't handle it. No, I'm just kidding.
Can't even look at you.
Riri runs into Pepper Potts as Rescue, and both of their armors get like broken off by Tomo, who has like tech powers. Technology levitation powers.
Yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop because like
she's like a technomance, I think is what it's called.
I didn't pick up that they lost their armor and then
like went on to that.
Yeah, went on to Tomo because
it's not very clear because Tomo's gray. She's like
a different color. Yeah, if it was the same colors that I piece that together, yeah. You know, and it looked kind of clunky, like mm-hmm.
Like different spots of red,
right?
Like you could still have gray.
There's like a piece of like a helmet here.
And I agree. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I'm like, where'd it go? But
so yeah, Ironheart, weird name.
So they talk about, there's like a caption talking about the Stark Industries like stocks.
Yeah.
And they have
STRK is the
ticker symbol or whatever.
Yeah, the code.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That's a real ticker, Nathan.
For what, Stryker?
For a company in real life.
What's the company called?
You think it's Stryker?
Yeah.
Is that, what company is that?
It's like a medical device company.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
But no, MicroStrategy Incorporated.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. No M in there to be seen.
When they coin it. Was it after 2008?
I have no clue.
Okay. Yeah, no idea about the whole biological mother thing. Apparently, she was recently discovered to be Tony Stark's biological mom.
I guess Tony Stark was adopted?
I didn't think so. I don't know anything about Iron Man, dude. So I'm out of my element here.
It's great. I think it's good that this is like our second Iron Man book. And
yeah,
Tony Stark is not the main character, you know? We just gave it one shot and then
we were like, I didn't like it. The one that we read.
No, it wasn't very good. But people like that run though.
I don't know why, dude.
Maybe it gets better. Maybe as a whole.
Does it look better? Because
I don't know.
I remember not liking the art specifically.
Yeah.
Some of the ideas were fine, but
I didn't know that Pepper Potts had a suit.
Like her own suit in the movie.
But that's like one of his suits put on her.
Yeah, she doesn't call herself Rescue, I guess.
Yeah, and then she's called Rescue here, which isn't that great either as a name.
I think it's better than Iron Man and Iron Woman and Iron Heart.
I don't think Iron Girl is that bad. I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like
you have to just do something different.
Yeah.
Cause I mean they really drive that point home in this issue because they're like, I don't want it to be gendered. Like, what the fuck does She-Hulk even mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I get that.
Tony Stark was like female.
That was pretty good.
Because Effie is like the symbol for iron.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of
funny. If it was F-E, like you have to say F-E.
F-E-mail?
F-E-mail. It'd be like, fuck emails.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's a part where Pepper and like Tony Stark's AI talk, and Pepper didn't know that Tony Stark made himself an AI and was giving himself to a little girl.
Yeah.
And so they're like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Well, it's not even that. It was like she didn't want to acknowledge an AI version of him.
Yeah.
But it's still like I was saying, like his emotions, his memories mm-hmm. and stuff.
But she doesn't know that. She's like fucking
until like a couple panels later. But and then there's ninjas with lightsabers.
Yeah. Lightsaber ninjas.
That's neat.
Yeah, that becomes a problem for me in the next issue. But issue 4, Daniel. So Pepper and Riri are surrounded by lightsaber ninjas, and they don't have any suit. And Pepper tells Riri to, run, so she does. Riri breaks into an apartment. They were on, an apartment building, so she breaks into the apartment building. She gets some dude's computer to talk to Tony Stark AI. And then they get Riri a suit from Stark HQ that's on the way with a plan to stop Tomo, and Tomo starts to take over the spare suit that they sent, and the secret plan doesn't seem to be working. She has some secret plan together and you don't know what it is, but Tomo just starts sucking on to that suit too, so you're like, what am I doing here? But I feel like Pepper couldn't fend off a dozen cyber ninjas and Tomo without any suit or anything, you know?
They kind of,
because this whole issue she's fighting them off, which is cool.
There's two dozen ninjas. Yeah,
there's a lot. Riri only takes care of one when she throws him off the building. she knocks him off balance off the building, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah.
She throws a potted plant at him.
Oh, yeah.
I like that the Tony Stark AI knows that he's in a shitty laptop when he gets summoned. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Do you feel like they draw Pepper too young?
Too young. You know, at some point she does look a little bit young. She looks 25 or something.
She looks fucking 14.
I was just looking at that.
Yeah.
I think specifically these two issues or these two panels are.
Right. Like
pretty young.
If Iron Man's rounded 50, you know, she should kind of be near that, mm-hmm. I would say.
You're saying she's too beautiful.
Maybe. No. And too young.
No, she looks like.
She looks like she could be classmates with Riri.
Change your hair a little bit. That's like Elektra, you know, or I'm saying age range wise, you know, it's
like
just
if you make her hair dark, it's like Kate Bishop, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I would agree with that.
But. And then the Iron Man suit that comes in, that's kind of like the sexy Iron Man.
I do like that.
With the muscles,
with the snatched legs.
Yeah.
I do like those. Do you prefer an Iron Man
plate face, or do you like when there's like lights and stuff in the eyes?
I think the lights make more sense.
Me too.
Because when it's like the old ones where it's like the little triangles like that you can see, or the rectangles you can see through, and like a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very safe.
It just seems hot.
Especially if you're flying.
Oh, yeah. You're getting like bugs in your mouth and shit.
Yeah. Your eyes are dry.
You can't see through that shit.
Yeah.
Your eyes are just, you just get there, your eyes are just red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I like that.
It's not practical.
It needs to have a covered face with lighted up eyes, but I also need to see like pieces of the suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway.
I like this Tomo villain. I think it's kind of cool that she controls technology or whatever.
It's a good one, yeah.
It's kind of a fun idea. Apparently, she was one of the last villains that Tony Stark fought before he went into a coma.
It does seem like the most difficult villain for Iron Man specifically.
Yeah.
You know?
Seems like quite the foil.
It's like, what do you do about that?
Just not use technology, I guess.
Just shoot from a distance,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, pretty much. So then issue 5, we see like a thing of Riri's mom worried about Riri's heroics, but also doesn't want to like ground her or whatever in fear that she will move out. So she wants to keep her here, keep an eye on her. And I'm like, that's valid. And then meanwhile, the plan Riri made was uploading a virus into the spare suit and then activating it when Tomo absorbs it, which works. So they take out Tomo, Pepper and Riri knock her out. S.H.I.E.L.D. shows up offering Riri a job, but she refuses. And then there's a sneak peek that the AI Tony might have some bad intentions about the humans.
He's like, yeah, the humans are a problem.
Yeah, we need to take care of them.
Until it's Friday. Like, we got to do something about these humans.
Something's funny about, like, two AIs talking to each other. Like, can't you just, like, upload the data that you're trying to say to her or something?
Well, Friday was saying, like, we don't actually need to
be these holograms. Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Which is fun that they, like, acknowledge.
Can two AIs bang?
For what purpose?
Pleasure.
For me.
So I could read that.
Who's the S.H.I.E.L.D. person?
Sharon Carter.
Oh, right.
Which I feel like is a third string head of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who it's had like, to die to get to that point?
It's like you go through two Nick Furies, the white one and the black one. And then you go through Maria Hill.
And then Sharon Carter.
And now it's Sharon Carter.
Or Peggy Carter. And then Sharon.
I don't think Peggy exists in this 616. Like,
well, maybe back in the day, it's like kind of more MCU where she's like old or whatever.
Oh, no, I think she's dead.
We're dead. Yeah, whatever.
But anyway, like Sharon Carter being the head of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm like, well, how did we get here?
Whatever.
So anyway, that's the arc. Not like a crazy good, like overall, like
it's a start though.
Yeah, it's like a start of a story for sure.
So but
I think it's a good introduction to the character, and I do enjoy her.
Yeah, she's cool.
In this, did you like her in the Black Panther movie?
Yeah, I think I was more just excited to see her just because I knew who she was.
Yeah,
and I think the character that she's in that works, you know.
Yeah,
and so she too. Seems to be like realistic as far as how she reacts to just being picked up by a Wakandan queen or princess, like, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a bit where Tomo's like suit falls off or whatever, and she just has a lightsaber and she goes up against Riri. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you even know how to fucking fight with a sword?
Yeah.
And she's like, do I? And then there's like a flashback to her almost fencing with her stepdad. I would have been pissed if she like had this flashback and does know how to fight. Because I'm like, oh, fucking, of course, you just flash back into it, and she has like whatever experience that you want. But she actually blew off her stepdad to keep working on like her suit or whatever.
Yeah, and that's why you should hang out with your family.
Yeah, Daniel. So she wasn't trained at all with a sword. So
she would have lost that fight.
Right.
Yeah, I like that was an inclusion.
They mentioned something called a Triskelion attack.
Triskelion?
Yeah, sure. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Who did? Sharon Carter did?
Someone did. I don't know. I think Sharon Carter brought it up. So
that's canon. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was cool. She like turned down this like S.H.I.E.L.D. opportunity because she just like doesn't really like.
She doesn't fuck with them that much.
With how they do things.
Yeah.
But then like Sharon Carter's like, oh, you big fan of Hydra? Like that's a big fucking jump. Like, now, you're like an evil capitalist. Well, not evil, but like your capitalist organization is not going to bat 100. You know? Yeah, 100%. So it's like, she just doesn't want to be involved with that.
Yeah, she doesn't really support the military industrial complex.
She's got Stark on her side, so that's like a good thing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Her mom is a little too chill about like all this. I guess it's kind of a trope to be like the worried mom or whatever, but
I like their relationship, but she should be a little bit more visibly worried that she's fighting somebody.
There's actively. A couple pages where she's like distraught about it and kind of.
Yeah, she is. I like the.
She's flying around in a weapon.
She is.
And then being shot at.
That she like doesn't seemingly test really.
Built in the garage?
Built in a garage. Your garage.
Yeah. My garage?
Your garage.
They come here. I wouldn't trust me in that.
Well, I'm sure she knows it'll work. But yeah, just like fighting villains with no fencing experience, you know?
Yeah.
I think she should be a little bit more worried about that, and it wouldn't make it like, ugh.
Yeah. You know?
But I do like the relationship, and I like the explanation that she doesn't want to discourage her from that because she realizes that she'll probably do it anyway. So she'd rather have her do it in the garage where she could at least keep an eye on her.
And not like resent her.
And not resent her where she'll just go do it somewhere else. So that part, I think, works.
There's a bit of her origin to where her mom's lost two husbands to shootings.
And I'm like, this poor fucking woman.
I'm like, fucking hat on the hat.
She's like 40.
Yeah.
And lost two husbands.
I was like doing the math. I'm like, oh, wow. I mean, I guess
that's like a husband every 20 years.
25-year-old mother's that bad, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's like, yeah, losing a person every 10, a significant other every 10 years, which is crazy.
Yeah, dude, I'll be like 43 when Luke is like 15.
Yeah.
So that's a good age, I think.
Yeah.
Still old, you know, but. So let's get into Back Matter Matters.
Yes.
Back Matter Matters. There's kind of back matter after each issue because there'll be like letters and then there'll be kind of like a.
Yeah, which is fun.
Recap, not a recap, but ending page where it'll be just like little things. There's like Marvel Puzzle Quest where she's like included.
Weren't you super into that?
Puzzle Quest?
Yeah. No. I feel like I knew someone that was into Puzzle Quest.
Not me. Probably fucking Brian.
I think it was Brian.
Brian's always into mobile shit.
Like, oh, Marvel made a game? I mean, I say that when I'm.
We get tons of covers.
Yeah, lots. There's actually a lot of back matter. I thought there was a full other issue still.
Yeah,
but. The one that I recognize...
It's like 20 pages of back matter.
Yeah, the one I recognize the most is the Jeff Takal one. This is the one that's like...
Yeah.
When I first found out Ironheart was going to be a thing, this was like the cover I saw.
That's a cool cover.
And I think it's really cool. She looks a little bit older in this than 15, but
whatever. Yeah, she could be like a 19 maybe.
It's got a young cover.
Classic.
That's a Marvel Snap one you can get to.
You know, that her like skin tone is like... really close to the red armor, so I'm like, why did they make her red, you know?
I didn't think that
first glance is what I thought.
Yeah, that's fair. A couple good ones, honestly. They had one of the fucking action figure ones I don't like.
Mike McClellan's pretty cool action figure one.
She had a hip-hop variant.
Yeah, this is around that time.
What was this supposed to be, do you know? I don't know ball like this.
Nas, maybe. No, it's got to be someone with like a longer name, I think.
Do you think it'd be a woman rapper?
There's not a ton of those.
Mm. Okay.
I'm thinking more like Method Man or something, but.
There's a Mike Deodato cover. Pretty cool.
Yeah, anyway. A clunky like Mark One.
Chris Anka. Anyway, they got a lot of big hitters.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got some Stefano Caselli concept art.
And they got Venomized Ironheart.
A couple cover sketches, some line work. Is he digital?
Probably.
He does really good.
Yeah, because it's not like really pencils.
Yeah, true. We got to talk about this cover. Because I was number like, four? Oh, is there going to be like a bunch of heroes in this? Like Ms. Marvel and Star-Lord in the thing?
Yeah.
But no, there's not. So I don't know what that's about.
Just for funsies.
Deadpool was in this. In the book. Did you see Deadpool?
In the book?
In the book. You missed him. He was a little Where's Waldo.
I think this is just kind of around the time where they're having all the generation stuff. But I guess there wasn't all second gen characters in this.
There's Deadpool.
Where is that?
It's when Riri leaves, and then...
Why the fuck is he there?
Because he's a part of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and so... Or maybe he's just, like, hanging out. I don't know.
You know what? He might have been on the Uncanny Avengers.
Which was, like, a S.H.I.E.L.D. team?
I think so, because that's when they had, like, old Cap.
Yeah.
That and sounds right. Someone else. But that's interesting.
So, pretty cool. Good back matter. What'd you rate this book, Daniel?
So, I give it, like, you know those, like, dipped ice cream bars?
Dude, those are so good.
Incredible. But you take, like, the first bite, and then, like, all the rest of the chocolate kind of, like, shatters.
Like, crumbles.
Yeah. And crumbles, and you kind of have to eat it kind of fast so that none of the other parts, like, just break off.
You got to eat them like chips?
Kind of, yeah. I give it, like, kind of, like, the... Not that, like, the book falls apart or anything like that, but it's just, like, the first bite is, like, the best bite.
Really good.
You know? So it starts off really strong. I like the start of her, like, story and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I could see this being good, like, throughout. But there's just kind of, like, just some decisions here and there that I wouldn't have made necessarily or, like, would have liked to see. But it's still solid. Still a bit of a treat.
Nice.
You know, it's always cool seeing like a like origin stuff like that. So
I'll give it a crumble cookie.
Okay. Too many calories?
In the sense that like you can't eat a full ass crumble cookie at one time.
You can if you're
like this is the start of a crumble cookie, I think.
So
like it's pretty good. I know what I'm getting when I order it, but
I always break it up into fourths.
Yeah. So it's exactly. Like
200 calories each.
Yeah, because a full ass cookie is legit 800 calories.
Like a meal, yeah.
Yeah. So
good though.
Exactly.
I love a crumble cookie.
Dude.
I know they're super like artificial and like too sweet and shit like that.
I'm not getting a cookie to be healthy.
So. Yeah, I like them.
That's why I rate this. You know, not like a full experience necessarily, but still, I still enjoy it.
Which crumble cookie though? Which flavor are you thinking?
I don't really know them. They change.
Yeah, they always only have like
chocolate chip and
chocolate chip is like the
only consistent one
there every week. They'll like kind of filter out or they'll like cycle in a lot of them.
I had like a mint Oreo one that was really
that
good.
That one bucks.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
But I just like those two flavors together. So
they have this like peanut butter cookie with like a really thick layer of like chocolate icing that fucks so hard. It's insane.
Have you seen that guy that eats six eggs six different ways?
On like TikTok or something?
Yeah.
I like the people who like will try all the new crumble cookies like each week and they'll just eat like
you follow crumble influencers.
I don't follow them, but I'll watch it if it pops up. Mm.
I like the egg guy because he's absurd. He'll like you think you'd just like put a sauce or something on it, but he like gets a cupcake and like smashes it on the egg and he calls it a cup keg and then he like eats it. And I just like the names that he comes up with.
Wait, what do you mean six ways? He's only
he hard boils six eggs.
And he
just eats it with something else. Like he'll
so he
eat
only
it.
Has six videos?
No, he does this like every month. I've seen like two or three of them.
That's crazy.
And like
I'm like, there's probably six ways to have eggs prepared.
No, I saw one today and it was just like hard-boiled egg with just like wasabi paste on it. It was called the wasabi egg and he just like eats it.
I could dig that if it's not a lot of wasabi. But
there's a lot of wasabi he put on there. But yeah, it's just like, he made espresso and put an egg in there and he just like chugged the whole thing.
No.
Like he does absurd things and then he'll rate it like 8.5. And I'm like, there's no shot that the espresso egg combo is an 8.5.
I saw this.
I don't know
mom,
what his name is.
Like feeding like her kids sushi and like on like the plate, there's like the little chunk of wasabi he just grabs out of his hand and eats it.
No.
And the mom like doesn't, like looks away for like 1 second and he does that.
Why is there wasabi within reach?
Yeah, no, get that off the plate.
That's crazy.
Anyway, let's get into the pull list. Colon.
Shove it in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box? You got Batman and Robin, year one, number 8. I need to...
God, that's chugging along, isn't it?
I need
it?
To catch up on that. I like subscribe to it all, and I know I'll probably like it.
Chris Samney's a good bet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Mark Waid started strong, you know? I think I just kind of struggled through issue 2, but that could have been for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Aliens versus Avengers 4.
Oh, finally, dude.
The end of that, yeah. New Gods, number 7.
Wait, that's the end of it?
Is it? Yeah, 4? It's only 4.
Mm.
It should be like 50, but...
I know, that book is so good.
Yeah, it's insane. New Gods, number 7.
Yes.
Battle Beast, number 2.
Man, lots of big things.
Superman Unlimited, number 2. Are you getting 2, you think?
No.
Did you read 1?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. Crypto, the Superdog, number 1.
What? Who's on that?
I don't remember.
I forget.
You want me to look it up?
Yeah. I think the dog dies in the book.
Fucking hope not, dude.
Has Crypto ever died?
Surely. The Last Dog of Krypton by Ryan North and Mike Norton.
Oh, that sounds good, dude.
And there's like a Jay Lee cover.
What? Doesn't seem like his style. Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
That's a good cover.
Pretty good. It's only 3 issues? Or maybe that's all that's like listed right now?
Yeah.
We got Godzilla versus Avengers, number 1.
Cool.
What'd you read, Nathan?
I read the 3 things you gave me.
What was that?
Which was Daredevil, A Cold Day in Hell, number 2.
Fire.
So good.
Did you like that one?
Yeah. I did. It's just so good.
Yeah.
It really just feels like Dark Knight, but easier to read.
Yeah.
It's like all the good parts of what that...
It's a lot more Daredevil than that book is Batman, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you mean. But yeah, it's good. It's fun. I like that his powers returning is just like a little charge of the batteries. Like it's gonna give out.
Yeah.
And he just randomly becomes blind again.
Yeah.
At certain points. I thought he just like had his powers back, and I'm like, oh, that's convenient. But no, it's like they're slowly going away. So he's still like...
It's only going to be like 3 issues, right?
Yeah. Next one's the last one.
Dang.
So it's cool. I don't know what they're going to do with Punisher yet, but he's dismembered and all of his arms and legs are gone.
He's very wrinkly.
Like he's going to bite something pretty soon. And I'm kind of excited for that. So I like where it's going. Predator versus Spider-Man, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The second issue, I think, of Predator versus Wolverine also ended with like, oh, there's more Predators coming.
Yeah.
Which is like how this one ended. And I'm just doing the
same formula.
Yeah. Which is fine.
There's 3 of them.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's more. What are we going to do? We're having trouble with one.
Predator is like so unhinged in this one, yeah, which is fun.
Well, it's like a outcast Predator that hunts with no honor. And so other Predators are going to hunt him down.
Yeah. He's like the conquest of Predators.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just being a madman.
that's a good analogy. And then Absolute Martian Manhunter, number 3.
Yeah.
Also a really good issue.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool. I like where it's going.
Good stuff.
And then I also read some more of the Inkle, which is good. I'm chugging along on that.
Okay.
It just takes a while to read.
Yeah. It can be dense.
But I'm fine with it.
Yeah. It's good to look at.
A lot more nudity than I thought.
Yeah.
Which is a plus. What did you read?
I read Archie the Decision, number 1.
What's that about?
That is where Archie decides between Betty and Veronica.
Oh, like for real?
What do you think?
Probably, I think they back out.
It's written by Tom King.
So he definitely backs out. He backed out of the wedding.
Yeah. So. And art by Dan Parent.
Oh, he was at Comic-Con.
He was at Comic-Con.
Cool. Did you get that signed?
Yeah. And he drew a little Archie.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that sick?
Yeah, for the camera.
Yeah, pretty dope.
Wow, he just busted that out for you?
I mean, I asked, but...
You asked to draw Archie?
Yeah, it's called a remark. He's like, who do you want to draw? I'm like, just Archie's fine.
You didn't choose Jug?
Nah.
He's got a big nose.
Sure does.
That's cool.
Yeah, Dan Parent, that's like his life is Archie. So he just had like all kinds of Archie prints and stuff like that.
He's just an Archie artist?
Yeah, he's like one of like the 3.
Oh, cool. Who
like do like all of it. He told me that they're going to do like 3 more books with Tom King.
Wow.
Which is cool. This is like a one shot. So I think they're doing more one shots.
Oh, okay.
Cool. That's fun.
So you had that already?
Yeah. I bought it at Free Comic Day.
Oh, nice.
And it was like half off or whatever. It was a fun little thing where he's like in his room talking to Jughead. He's like, I have to decide. It's like I've been trying to decide for like 80 years.
Okay, that's a good joke.
I know, that's funny.
King's got some jokes.
And then Jughead's like, more like 84 years. So it was just
funny.
Stuff like that. It was fun. There's a lot of characters in there that I just didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
it's a lot of like back matter. There's like 12 pages of back matter.
Cool.
It's just kind of promoting like other Archie stuff. And then Tom King does his like 10 favorite Archie stories. And then Dan Parent also does his 10 favorite Archie stories.
That's cool.
So I guess you could try and hunt those down if you wanted. I read Spawn Kills Every Spawn, number 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because John Layman was at Comic-Con and I had been sitting on that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. Very Scotty Young-esque style.
That's sweet. Like on the interiors?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like if you see the dude does like the covers and the interiors.
Mm.
And so it's...
I also got that signed, but I haven't read it.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things in the background and stuff like that. So when you look at like a spread, you can see a lot of...
That's good. That's cool what I like details. About Chew is that there's a lot of just background gags.
Yeah, same. Which I'm a big fan of. Same spirit.
That's cool. I like John Layman. I got my Nomnibus signed.
Nice.
Big Chew Omnibus with all 60 whatever issues.
Nice.
And he told me some lore that like in Chew, C-H-U, he like dedicated... He like goes to this bar that's like pretty near me, actually, where I live. And he like works there a lot and he like dedicated... And the dedications of like the trade of CHU, he like puts that bar in there.
What, beer barn?
No, it's like something vineyard, something like that.
Hmm.
I already forget the name of it.
Okay. Nice.
So some fun Layman lore. He's pretty talkative. Cool guy.
Yeah, I like him. And then I read Punisher Max 1 through 6.
Nice.
That's like the first trade of that. And
good
I think,
stuff.
I think I've read this before. Because I was like, oh, I've read this before. Because I've read things, I'm like, I remember that.
Hmm.
I think I started it a couple years ago. And then just to kind of like give it a shot.
That's funny. I don't think I've ever accidentally reread something.
I think I know I've had the inclination to read it. And I remember starting it. And like I remember like the artwork and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really insane like artwork. Punisher, he's like old, he's like 60 or something, because it's like actual timeline to where like as if he did serve in Nam, you know.
Oh yeah,
he's just blowing away a bunch of mobsters. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Punisher versus the Sopranos, it feels like.
That's
it's
cool.
Just a bunch of like Italian dudes.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's a really long series. I think it's like 75 or something like that. Damn. So I just kind of want to like understand what the Punisher is about more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never really dug that deep into it.
Yeah.
And it's really good. It's well written. It's not quite... It is like brutal in some aspects, but I don't think it's like... Like if I didn't know who was writing it, I wouldn't know it was Garth Ennis necessarily.
Got it.
You know, like just kind of his voice, you know?
Yeah, because normally he's quite crass.
Right.
So he doesn't seem like that in this.
No.
Okay. A little bit more serious.
I guess maybe sometimes, but mostly it's like he's trying to write like a good Punisher story.
Okay, cool.
And did you watch anything?
I watch a lot of things.
Let's hear it.
I watched Predator, Killer Be Killed.
Yes, sir.
Whatever that's called.
Killer of Killers.
Killer of Killers.
Yeah.
So good.
Didn't it fuck so hard, dude? Oh, my
God, it's so good. I was jealous when I heard that you watched it when I saw you on Saturday. And I was like, fuck. And so...
Did you forget it came out?
Until I brought it up? Yes, because I was focused on Comic-Con stuff.
Sure.
So when you said that you watched it, even Sophie was like, yeah, we should watch that.
Yeah, she texted me right after you guys watched it.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Dan Trachtenberg is, he's got the sauce for this shit, man.
Very saucy.
Because he's probably heard all the, like, fans being like, oh, what if Predator fought a fucking Viking? Or what if they fought a fucking ninja or whatever? And he's like, let's just do all of it.
Yeah.
In an animated fashion. And it was really cool. I liked every storyline. You know, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
The World War II one's a little bit crazy, but whatever.
Yeah, like... There's a lot of, in the Predator spirit, there's like new weapons and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He like throws like a spear and also like expands and cuts someone in half.
Dude, that's the coolest fucking shit I've ever seen. I was like,
okay.
How does he control it?
He's got these like explosive discs that he throws.
The discs are sweet.
Those are cool. That was actually used to kill him because he has these like, this like retracting harpoon thing. And like a guy like puts the discs in the harpoon thing when he retracts it and he blows up the Predator.
Oh, yeah. I like the stump.
The stump?
The shockwave stump. It was in the Viking one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's just, you know, they're accessible.
Right.
They have accessible technology.
That was cool.
On Planet Predator, which is cool.
This one had, like, different designed predators, you know? Like, some, like, didn't have, like, the top teeth or whatever.
Yeah, I think the second one in the...
Yeah.
It was Japan, right?
yeah, I imagine, or whatever.
He was the one that aura farmed the most, I feel like.
Okay.
And so I like him.
So in the World War II one, his like plane is malfunctioning and the dude just crawls on his own wing.
Yeah,
to I'm fix like, it. I'm like
Tom Cruise over here.
Okay, but
yeah. That one I think gets a little bit unlikely.
We'll right.
So but it's cool because but the idea of it is cool because it's like dogfighting
mm-hmm.
with like this crazy alien ship. So that you kind of have to go a little bit unbelievable. But I like the ideas there where he like kind of flies into enemy territory to get the anti-air stuff firing at them. Shit like that.
Yeah, Predator has like his normal net thing, but mm-hmm. he has one for like his ship.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he like can grab like other planes.
Yeah, when it grabs a plane and it like shrinks, I'm like, fuck, dude. It's so fun. The whole thing's so fun. And then I like the way that it connects at the end. Spoilers, I guess, but.
Yeah, that I was like, wait a minute. These are like hundreds of years apart.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that guy's pretty old then.
Yeah, I didn't understand how
I think
that worked.
I think it worked well. And then, spoilers, but at the very, very end, we see the Prey lady.
Yeah, the girl from Prey.
So I don't know what they're doing with that, but
they're just,
I'll watch whatever they do.
They're just holding on to their favorites or whatever.
It could just be like a fun little thing. It seemed like they were hinting at something to come.
Yeah.
But, and I'm open for whatever. That like that last shot, too, was super cool.
The last shot?
Like the last shot of the movie where they...
No, like they're flying off.
And there's like all the ships that are like going
it
after them.
It definitely like ends on like a cliffhanger. I'm like, how the fuck do they get out of this?
Yeah.
And then...
But I don't think that's the... I think the point is like they beat him, kind of. Like they outsmarted him. They work together.
They're in like this
the Vikings ending like generational trauma.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
There is like a big skull like in the Colosseum thing mm-hmm. that they're fighting in. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know, like a big,
oh, yeah.
There's like a big monster.
Yeah. How'd they take that? Dude, the final Predator boss dude in his like cape of spines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So dumb.
So cool. What are you talking about?
Conceptually, so dumb.
So cool. So cool.
But the gun that the World War II guy got, it was like the,
oh, yeah.
The pirate gun, it said like 1715.
Yeah.
Which was in the like, Predator 2 that I told
oh.
you about. Because like a Predator gives like, Danny Glover that gun
oh.
I was like ooh, for the Predator for 2 fans
I didn't catch that. I just thought that the production assistant was like, I don't know, he gets a gun and he fucked up.
Yeah, they have like little monsters that they throw at him, you know.
Yeah that's cool too.
It's like, what is this?
Viking lady just had 2 shields, which is cool.
Yeah, they like kept the Viking. I
thought they were gonna like have a way to communicate, but I like that it didn't work out that way. Like I because they had
yeah.
the collars and it translates what they're saying to them, but they still can't communicate with each other.
It has the capability to, but it doesn't.
I'm sure it does, yeah, but they still got nerfed in that way. So
yeah, pretty fun. I loved it.
I loved
great
it too.
Animation, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so yeah, it was kick ass.
And then I actually watched the movie Labyrinth because I only saw like a couple
oh,
scenes
of it. Oh, yeah, I meant
to
watch it.
It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
It's more bizarre than what I thought it was.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
That movie feels like if the, you know, like the Marvel method.
Yeah.
That feels like that, but for a movie.
Where like they do all the visuals first and then add.
It's like they like came up with a bunch of visuals and they're like, let's just put a story together.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like you're 5 minutes into the movie and like you're just in it. You know, you're not like, you're just in Labyrinth world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy fuck, we got here fast. So it's awesome. Super weird. But it's awesome.
Sounds cool.
And it's definitely a kid's movie.
It's all puppets, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because Jim Henson.
There's puppets and then David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly. And that's it.
Jennifer Connelly. What is she in?
You know, I looked it up and she's in Spider-Man, I guess. And I don't remember. But there's other famous movies that she's in. I just can't remember. But if you looked up Jennifer Connelly just like right now, you'll recognize what she looks like.
Okay. What do I know her from? She was Betty Ross in The Hulk.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay.
She's in Top Gun, apparently.
Okay, yeah.
Alita, I guess?
Yeah, it was animated.
The Dilemma with Vince Vaughn in...
I don't know if I saw that one.
The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Huh.
Anyway, she's good in that. And then, yeah, crazy movie. But just know it's a little ridiculous. And then I finished Solo Leveling season 2. So I'm like caught up on that.
Nice.
Really good show. I bought a shirt
at Comic-Con. Wow.
I enjoy it. It just feels like Elden Ring.
Okay.
As a game.
That sounds fun.
It's great. I think you should give it a watch.
As far as like the setting?
No, kind of.
Like dark.
Just like the leveling kind of thing? Like aspects of it. And then just like creatures that are just absurd.
Big bosses or whatever?
Big bosses. They ride into the story like dungeons that just appear as like portals randomly.
Yeah.
And so they have these like hunters that are different ranks, like S through E rank pretty much. And so like each rank portal, there's like businesses that employ hunters and they have to go take down the portals. But inside of each like dungeon, there's stuff that you can, that's valuable and you can actually sell. Huh. So it's like a sustainable business.
Interesting.
But then there's S rank hunters, which are like the big boys. Those are like your people that get like NFL contracts type shit.
Right.
So it's fun seeing their powers and whatnot. There's healers and stuff and tanks and whatever. But the creatures are really well designed. And then just the progression of it is really satisfying, I think.
What kind of powers do these people have? Just strength and flying and stuff?
Healing powers, fire powers. A guy turns into a big wolf. Mm. And he's pretty cool. But you didn't know he's going to turn into a big wolf until he does it.
Spoilers.
There's a guy that can like resurrect. Like people into like these shadow things and like they fight for them.
Huh.
So lots of different things.
Okay.
And then some people just have really good armor. Like you can get different weapons and stuff from people that you kill.
Okay.
And so there's cool weapons that pop up. I think it's a good show.
Nice.
And then I started Tires season 2. I just watched like the first 2 episodes.
Oh my God. Season 2 is so good.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's fucking hilarious.
I thought the first 2 episodes were like pretty solid, but I think I was like, hopefully they have the same sauce as season 1.
I thought 2 was better than 1.
2 was pretty funny. Just like the whole HR thing, I think was really funny.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
And
he's like translating into like douchebag. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's a really good show. We watched the second season like 2 days, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, super solid.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Nice. What did you watch?
Watched Tires. I watched a show called Your Friends and Neighbors. It's like John Hamm in New York.
It's a show?
Yeah, it's on Apple, and he like loses his job and he just like steals stuff from his rich friends and sells it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think I told you about it.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I think it's set up for season 2, but can't remember. Yeah. It was good though. It was like, I feel like a majority of like budgets on shows like that and on like HBO, it's like, it's mostly just like people talking. But they're just in like outrageously expensive places, like big houses, big little like country clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty good.
Oh, I didn't even write this down.
But
I watched all of season 2 of The Rehearsal.
Oh, dude. Did you like it?
That show, I'm not joking, is brilliant.
Okay. So I was correct to be like text you and be like, you texted
me
to watch this.
Told me I had to watch it. And I was like, I don't know if that's really for me. And then I watched it and I was like, I get it immediately.
Episode 3, I was crying.
The baby stuff?
The baby stuff.
I couldn't believe what I was watching.
It was the funniest fucking thing I've seen in a while.
It's like, I just love it.
It's like, because he's like, he doesn't even know how he's going to make the show work.
Yeah.
But then he does. And the commitment to the bit is insane.
I think what's so funny about the commitment to the bit is how much money he puts into it.
HBO money, baby.
Yeah, and he's always talking about HBO money.
He had
and
money
stuff
to buy a plane.
You know? I know. That's insane. And it's like, Sophie was like studying next to me while I was watching, and I was like, can I watch something? She said, yeah. She'd like look up every once in a while.
I meant to tell you to have her watch episode 3.
She was there.
Yeah, it's good.
Because that was the Sully thing, right?
Yeah.
By the way, the connection that he makes with like the whole
absolutely nuts.
Awesome. Like the level of you could tell that he's like really, really super knowledgeable on this before you even find out you became a pilot.
Yeah.
Spoilers, I guess, which is insane. But like he like sifts through the whole books and like he really fucking puts in the work, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Because that's insane. That's an insane thing to do.
Right.
But then when the Evanescence thing started playing, Sophie activated like a sleeper agent.
Oh, yeah.
Literally like 3 notes of the piano start playing. And she's like, that Evanescence.
She texted me about that too. I was like,
yeah, she was so excited she had to tell somebody. And so She didn't see the last episode, though, where it comes back, so I might make her watch that last episode.
No, you gotta. But yeah, Sarah started watching that, and I like walked in like in the middle of episode two and just was able to pick up where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched episode three, and I like had to try and stop myself from laughing because the show kept going on.
It's so awesome.
Because like when he's like drinking the milk or whatever, that just reminded me of like Luke so much. Because like if he pulls away, her shit's like, it's all, you know, and like so much of him is just not drinking milk.
Oh my. And like the huge like mother that they made. And then when he's like the a
whole,
toddler.
Yeah, the whole fucking room is scaled up to where he's baby sized.
And it's crazy.
It's so disturbing.
Like, how do you even do that? And then when it's like half scaled, where like the dad just has like super long stilt legs.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is awesome. So, I mean, parts of it were like, what are we even doing here with like the clone dog and stuff like that?
Right.
Or, you know, just like different parts of it. But like, I understand that there's like a level of absurdity that he's just like going through in his life. And he just puts it like the whole Paramount thing as yeah. well. So it's just so entertaining all the way through.
Sarah definitely like saw the budget in this one. Cause like, four times during the show, she's like, this guy has too much money.
Yeah. But that's like how, that's what makes it awesome in a way.
Yeah. I'm like, well, think about it. Like, probably these sets aren't that expensive, you know, altogether, you know, and with the millions of dollars that he gets like per episode or whatever.
But what's also crazy is that it's such a relevant, huge issue.
He had a fucking point.
He has such a good point. No one's talking about it. Like when he had that first dude, that first co-pilot, who sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's like studying how he goes into like the little room where all the pilots go.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you don't even say hi to him? And he's like, no, I don't say hi to him until like we do the thing. And
that's
he's like,
crazy to me.
And he was like, he clarified like four times, which like makes it funny. He's
you
like,
work you know, for an airline and you practically never fly with the same person.
Yeah.
Is crazy. I'm like, how do you fucking pass that? You fly like every day.
And it's so interesting because you never think about how lonely that, I mean, you kind of do think about how tough it would be like maintain a relationship, but just like how isolating and lonely it is, it makes sense that all the pilots are like kind of weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because there were some like just weird guys that were a part of this,
like the guy that got kicked off all the dating apps.
Yeah,
I'm like, Jesus Christ, like,
this guy sucks.
Yeah, so there's just so much in that show that was incredible.
Yeah.
And I think what like really locked me in is when they like did this skit where there's a clown that's like pinned under his car under the leg. And he's like asking for help and all the people are like laughing at him. And like that metaphor of like, he's a comedian, but he doesn't have the like rapport to like comment on serious issues because he's a comedian.
Right.
I was like, wow, it's so interesting.
It's hard to like take him seriously because of who he is, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And he was trying to get people on board like with Congress and shit to like,
and he's still fighting the fight. Have you seen like the news appearances that he's made?
I've seen like a CNN one, I think.
Yeah. That CNN one where he's like calling out like the show host and like the co-show host.
Yeah. People are like, that he doesn't have a point. He's like, those people are stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
And then I looked up just like reviews of the show, just like, because it was like right after, and I was like, I have to see what other people are saying about it. And a lot of people missed the point.
Yeah. So, it seemed like people were pretty on board on like TikTok and stuff. So yeah.
I just saw like a random Rotten Tomatoes review, and it's like, how do you even get the show made? So boring. And I'm like, fuck off. And then
when
he flies a 737 with actors on it, it's like actually so intense.
Well, I knew this before, but like when like pilots are like training and stuff, the first time they're flying a 737 is on like they're it's flying for an airline with passengers.
That is crazy. You don't do one test run.
Yeah, it's just all simulations and shit.
It is crazy just like how the whole industry works.
Yeah.
Absurd. But it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love
it. Thank
you
for listening to me.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. Good recommendation. Nice. I wasn't gonna watch it, but the like
that makes me so mad.
The day after that, I saw that Michael Cera was doing an interview where he watched it, and he was like, "It's great. I love it." And I'm like, "Maybe I should watch this."
Oh my god, I'm just gonna find videos of Michael Cera watching.
Yeah,
things
whatever Michael Cera watches that you like, just send that over my way.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, really good, super fun.
Yeah, I'm like slowly like becoming more interested in like his body of work and stuff. Like I watched like The Curse and stuff like that.
Yeah, someone like years ago was recommending Nathan for You to me a couple times because my name is Nathan.
I've seen like some clips of that.
I have too, and I know it's probably pretty good.
Yeah,
it's like this the same sort of like awkward style that is like charming.
Yeah,
I can't believe he was like a Canadian Idol producer. That's such a fun, that's such funny lore.
I watched The Town.
Movie?
Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Pretty good. I think people like that more than I did, but pretty good. Hmm. It just seemed like pretty straightforward heist movie, but everyone's got Boston accents.
You're not logging these on Letterboxd.
I'm logging them. I'm not doing like reviews and everything.
You should do more reviews.
I don't always have like stuff to say.
Make a joke. It's fun. It's a fun challenge. Like you immediately liked the one that I did for Predator.
Yeah, because I think I was on Letterboxd after Sophia texted me.
It was like 4 minutes after I like actually put it in. You're like, oh, I gotta like
it. I watched Alien Resurrection.
Cool.
Which is like the fourth one. This one's written by Joss Whedon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you know that going in?
Or nope.
Just sell the credit?
It's got the dude who plays like Tuco Salamanca.
Cool.
I was like, oh, there he is. And then Winona Ryder is in it.
Nice.
And Ron Perlman's in it.
Oh.
Ron Perlman's the man.
That's cool.
So that was cool. It was like a young Ron Perlman.
Have you seen the newer Alien stuff?
I'm getting to that. That's like next.
Oh,
like
that's so good.
Prometheus and Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant rules.
I was just being like 3 and 4, like obviously aren't as good as 1 and 2, but they're still like interesting. And I still like seeing the alien and how they do that, you know? So I think they're worth a watch if you're that interested, but I just kind of wanted to be up to date on like lore and stuff.
Isn't
like
one
that
of them like problematic?
3 probably.
What was that one?
Where the dog dies.
Yeah, maybe that one.
And it's very like everyone that's on this ship are like, it's like a jail ship or whatever, and they're all like killers and rapists and stuff like that.
Got it.
In this one, you see the xenomorphs like swim. I don't know they can do that.
Why wouldn't they?
Never seen them in that situation.
Are they fast?
Pretty fast.
It'd be funny if they like weren't very good at it.
Yeah, that's what I kind of expect. I thought they drown or some shit.
Yeah, they're like doggy paddling.
There's this one bit where there's someone like climbing like a ladder, someone strapped to his back and shooting this alien. The alien's also climbing up the ladder.
Cool.
But it's like dodging bullets. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. That's fucking...
That sounds awesome.
Oh, whatever, dude. Yeah. At the end of this, there's like a human xenomorph hybrid.
Yeah.
Which is very unsettling, but I liked looking at it a lot.
I think that's the thing I was thinking of.
Yeah. And someone... I listened to like a podcast about it, and someone was saying that the comic Alien Labyrinth is kind of like a better version of this movie.
I read that.
Yeah, the one that you read that we listened to you describe.
Yeah, that I read by mistake. Or maybe you two read it by mistake.
Yeah.
Read the wrong one.
And I watched Sinners.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It went to rental and I paid $20 to rent it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a physical disc?
No, like on Amazon or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Like when things like go straight to... When they go to rental
can't.
For the first time, you can either buy it or rent it for like $20.
Oh, I see.
And then it goes down eventually. But we had to see it because everyone liked it.
It's so good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe like a little overhyped compared to like what people say on the internet and stuff.
I could see.
It, but it is like really good. And it's like an original thing, which I like, you know, and I'm glad it did well.
I thought it was so good.
There is like
definitely probably at, theater experience, like a top theater experience.
Yeah,
so it sucks visually, that you weren't able to see it.
Visually,
yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
I like how they were showing a lot of the vampires like in the dark, but like the blood like kind of makes their faces like really dark and like almost black. It kind of looked like reminded me of like Nightcrawler in comics, where like it's just like just black on his forehead or whatever like that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Spoilers, but like at the end, like the sun comes up and then they all die. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and they just all catch on fire.
I didn't know that was like a vampire rule that they have to be invited into places. Did you know that?
I think that's like a old school vampire thing, you know, probably like old Dracula movies and
it's
stuff.
It's kind of fun. I thought they were pretty convincing.
Yeah,
like if I didn't know what was going on, I'd be like, yeah, sure, come
in. Yeah,
don't be a weirdo.
There's a bit where I know you watch this like 2 months ago, but they're in this upper level of this sawmill or whatever that they're in, and they're going towards like this door, but one of the vampires is like behind the door, And then he comes in, he's like, Sammy. It just seemed like it's just like an Adam Sandler moment, the way he said that. It was just like really funny.
He says Sammy?
Yeah, because like the character that he's going after, like the preacher boy.
The preacher boy.
His name is Sammy.
Yeah.
That's the person that they're hunting down. I just thought it was really funny.
Adam Sandler would be a good vampire, I think. The only part I didn't really like about the movie is when, like, they're all fighting in there because the one lady, like...
And then they back away at the end of the fight.
There's that, weird. But it's like, there's not that many of them, and there's a lot of vampires when they do finally all get invited in. And there's
they
like
probably should have all died.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe that volume of vampires could be fended off by, like, 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucked. Haley, what's her name?
Haley Steinfeld,
she's great in this.
Yeah, she's great.
Super Southern.
Yeah, then there's a big shootout at the end. That was satisfying.
Yeah, that was cool.
Love just seeing clan members getting mowed down. You know?
I remember just in the trailer, Michael B. Jordan had a Tommy gun, and I'm like, when does that happen?
Yeah, that's daytime.
So I'm like, you know, that's far away. But yeah, I thought it was really good.
I really liked even like the first 40 minutes or whatever, which is like all this build up, all the you know, in like the South.
Did you have captions on?
Yes.
I didn't have that luxury, so sometimes hearing what people are saying over the music, or just if they have a super thick accent.
Yeah.
Really tough.
No, I caught like every word.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Recommend.
And then that music scene where it's like the music's connecting all the future generations and stuff like that was really cool.
Conceptually, it was cool. I don't know if it really like worked for me.
What? That's like the coolest scene in the movie for me.
Nah, it was cool, but I'm like, what's happening?
And was, I know, but that's what's cool
and
about
it. It was like weird, which like,
it was weird, which is cool.
Which is cool, but I was like, okay. You know, I think like...
It took me a little bit too long to figure out what the metaphor was, because I'm like, why do they have a turntable in there?
Yeah, I'm like, it would have been fine without it, probably.
God, you're so stupid.
I know, like, making it is probably hard, and like...
It's one big shot. It's pretty cool. The positions of the people being there, got to be very precise.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, I know that's like, I'm like kind of the minority on that scene, but it just kind of... I think I just watch everything through Sarah's eyes now, to where like, or at least stuff that I watch with her, because I think she like looked down and then looked up and then that's what was going on. And I don't know if I'd be able to really tell her what was going on, you know? Anyway. But Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
I don't know. What's going on?
So this episode, next episode will come out on July 2nd.
A 4th of July book?
We could do 4th of July. Jurassic Park's coming out. We could do a dinosaur book.
Oh, do we have a dinosaur book? We could do a devil dinosaur.
There's that. There's Super Dinosaur.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a Robert Kirkman thing.
No.
Okay. It's like a kid's book kind of thing.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
But also... Scandal noted, but Sandman season 2 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it'd be funny if we did like the other Sandman, like the one with the gas mask.
No,
it's like Wesley Dodds or something.
Oh,
there was like a
like
series.
The new one.
Yeah,
Riley Rossmo, I think, is on it.
Maybe Jimmy Palmiotti, I think, did the art on it. Sandman, Wesley Dodd, Sandman from 2023.
Robert Venditti and Riley Rossmo.
Oh, Robert Venditti. That's what I meant. Yeah, Riley Rossmo. Good pull, Nathan.
Yeah. Because I like that dude. And I'm like, he'd probably do pretty good on that.
Yeah, it's a 6-issue trade.
Hmm. Yeah, I got no idea what this dude's about.
And he just, I mean, we've seen him in like JSA, and that's about it.
So don't know what he does.
Makes people sleepy, probably.
That sounds cool.
You want to do that?
Yeah. I don't have any America books in mind, so.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really done like a 4th of July book the entire time.
When America can earn it, you know, then we'll do it. But right now, I think we skip it.
Yeah, we just did. But no, we didn't. When Captain America came out, we did Red Hulk.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'm down for this. It's like somewhat newer trade too.
Cool. So. Sounds good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got a link tree in our bio. You can like, comment, subscribe, things like that. Email in.
What's your favorite Iron Man?
What's your favorite Iron Man?
Is Ironheart a good name or is it fucked up?
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling I'm not alone on this.
Are you going to watch the Ironheart show?
Are you?
I'll give it a shot.
I'll probably give it a shot too. I'm not like stoked about it.
We've got nothing but time.
Yeah, that's true. You vet it for me, I think.
Watch like one.
I'll watch one.
So they're doing, I think it's only 6 episodes, and I think they're doing.
Oh, that's good.
3 episodes, and then they're dropping another 3 episodes like the following week.
They drop 3 at once?
Yeah. Mm. So could be like a binge thing, but.
Interesting.
When they do that, I feel like they don't have much faith in it. So
I feel like they do, but not necessarily only in the first episode.
Have you seen.
Like the boys would drop like the first 2 episodes or something.
Yeah, but then it'd be weekly.
Yes.
But like, have you seen any marketing on this?
Yeah.
Really? I haven't seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw like that they dropped a trailer at
one forgot point. That it existed for a little bit until about a week ago when I saw it pop up. But
yeah. Coming out on the 26th, I think.
Yeah. So yeah, I've seen some stuff on it.
Okay.
Wasn't it going to be a movie? They made it into a show?
I don't know.
Or I'm probably thinking about Iron Wars or whatever.
Oh.
Suit War. I forget what it's called.
Iron Guys.
Anyway, let us know.
Yeah. And goodbye.
And later.